Of my mouth and meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer, in Jesus' name, amen. There's a word from the Lord today that comes from the Gospel of Luke. I told you not to take that paper out of Luke's Gospel. We're going to be there for the balance of the month. Luke, the 11th chapter, verses 2 and 3 today. When you found it, say amen.
Amen.
I feel pretty good today. I don't know about y'all. If I left right now, I'd be all right. There in Luke 11, 2 and 3, and he said unto them, when ye pray, say, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done as in heaven, so in earth. And then verse 3, where we'll focus today, give us day by day our daily bread. I want to preach today and continue our series, Teach Us to Pray, Part 3. At the end of the North Korean-South Korean War in the 50s, Many of the children lost their parents and were placed in an orphanage. And there they discovered that there were many nights when the children were restless, anxious. And even though they got three meals a day, somehow when they went to bed, they were concerned about whether there would be food for the next day. A psychologist in the camp contacted the nurses and said, let's try this. Let's give the children each a piece of bread to hold when they go to bed. Not to eat, but just to hold the bread. They tried it and it worked, that the children felt that there was no need to worry about the next day. In the same way, we have to depend on God to provide our daily bread. We can take comfort in the fact that he will take care of our physical needs and our spiritual needs. And so we're just going to unpack that one passage today. We've talked about our Father, and we've talked about that kingdom come on last week, but this daily bread, that we're looking at it as a request, something we ask for, a reminder of what God can do, and then a revival. He has a way of reviving us. Let's look at give us. One thing about the word, you can't grab too much. Just give us. It appears to be a request that's being made in prayer. It's in reference to ourselves and others. Sometimes we can be selfish in prayer. Lord, it's me. I don't care about Junebug. I don't care about Sister Sally down the street. It's all about me. And we're selfish in our prayers, only concerned about me, myself, and I. Sound like y'all been there. Amen. But a prayer that's made on behalf of others, there is power in intercessory prayer. I may have shared with you over the years, I came across a book that says The Power of a Praying Parent. I only got past the introduction. And what was in that introduction was that when you pray for someone, you don't have to check back in with God and say, now, I told you about him. What are you going to do about it? Just pray and let the Lord have his way. This request in prayer leaves no one behind. Remember some years ago, that was the slogan, I think, of the Bush administration. No child left behind. No saint left behind. Amen? Amen. But this request comes by way of involvement, that we ought to be reminded that there are brothers and sisters, not just around the globe, but around the corner and down the street and in your home, who are hungry. Not the person at the red light, but the person in need of some spiritual food. Amen? And so we got to pray for them. Matthew 7:7, Jesus says, ask and it shall be given. Seek and you shall find. Knock and the door shall be open. Anybody ready to make a request of the Lord today? Amen? I didn't hear you. Amen? Hallelujah. Amen. 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 But this whole source, Jesus says in John 6:35, I am the bread of life. And whoever comes to me will never go hungry. Never go hungry. Never go hungry. And whoever believes in me will never be thirsty spiritually. Only the Lord can make that kind of promise. Amen? This sense of asking, give us. Give us. You and I, the one that we know that we are praying for, it's okay to ask. We don't mind asking some things. You know, we'll just ask it. Other things we're a little timid about. But if you know you have a need, why don't you go to the Lord in prayer and quit being shy and quit beating around the bush when you know what's really on your mind. Amen? a request, but also a reminder, give us each day. To ask for the bread every day. To ask for the blessings every day. 365 days a year. You're not bothering God. Just go to him daily. I know I asked you yesterday, but I need some more bread. I know I asked it. Well, I may as well say, because y'all thought it, you know, kind of back in the day, not so much politically correct now, is I'm the bread winner. Yeah, I know you bring home the bacon, but you also the bread winner. And in your relationship, maybe you're the one staying out of your house who was the bread winner. And back in the 70s, some of y'all old school, man, give me some bread. And when they meant that on the street, they didn't want no loaf of bread. They wanted some dough. Amen? Y'all got to Google that. I like y'all don't know that. But we should not get tired of asking daily and knowing that God is Jehovah Jireh. He is a provider. Think about this story in Genesis 24 where Abraham goes up to Moriah to make a sacrifice. He gets up there and says, I don't see anything to sacrifice. He said, well, your son Isaac. Yeah. He takes him, he puts him on the altar and he pulls out the knife and he's just about, and then there's a ram in the bush. There's a thicket. Don't tell me that God will not provide on a daily basis. Amen. Anybody know about him providing for you? Amen. Philippians 4 and 19, Paul writes to the church at Philippi, but my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Oh, you got a need right now? Oh, yes, you do. Won't he provide? Has he provided? I ain't talking about just money. I'm talking about you needed some joy. You were riding down the beltway and you needed some joy. He provided you with some joy. You were all stuck in your room and needed some peace. Didn't he come by and give you some peace? Won't he provide? It's a reminder of what God can do. That's why he says in Matthew 6:34, therefore, don't be anxious about tomorrow. Tomorrow will take care of itself. Oh, you worrying about Monday. I know, Lord, he'll give you bread for Monday. Oh, Monday. Oh, well, he got Monday. Oh, Lord, Monday, he already got Monday covered. And you worried about Monday on a Sunday when he says, give us this day. You ain't got in the day yet and you worried. Beating your head against the wall about something for Monday. Might not be no Monday. He might come back before the Monday, but will he provide right now? Reminder, a request, a revival. Give us each day our daily bread. To revive something or someone, there has to be an improvement in the condition. Bread, if you're hungry, it's one of those foods that some of y'all are bread eaters. Well, I'm a sweet eater. But bread has these nutrients. Oh, y'all done got hungry now. Hold the biscuits to after service. See, I try to preach and y'all be starting stuff. Bread has calcium. It has fiber and protein and iron and vitamins and minerals. Has fat. Has sugar. And it gives you energy. Think about the Exodus story when the people got out in the wilderness and said, you know what? We're hungry. We could have just gone back to Egypt and eaten what was there. And what happens? The Lord sends down manna, this dew, this sweet bread that comes from glory every day. And don't try to hide it and put it back up. Just daily eat it. If you start to pack it up, it'll smell. But blessed be the God, what an example that we have to depend daily on God. John 6:35, I am the bread of life. Whoever comes, again, you will not be hungry. But then, remember when he was approached by the devil in the wilderness? And he said, now you know you're the Son of Man. If you're hungry from the faith, you might as well go ahead and turn that stone into a loaf of bread. Yeah, amen? No. It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. I believe today the world is hungry for the living bread. Amen? Yeah, lift the Savior up for them to see. That's good news. Trust him and do not doubt that his promises are true. I'll draw all men unto him. You got to lift him up today. Amen? Amen. See, we have the living bread that folk need. I don't know why we've been stingy. You know somebody on your job needs some bread, some spiritual bread. Why don't you give it to them? They're just waiting for you to hand it over. And God knows we need that kind of nourishment. On most days when I come by, my senses do work. I'll smell, and you may have smelled it, a little bread in the area. God places on Fitch Avenue, and right around the corner, there's a bakery. And man, you say, oh, Lord, even if I don't really care for bread, it smells good. Amen? And this is the same company around the corner that when there was a bad snowstorm in Virginia, that the driver pulled over. Listen, I got some bread. Folks were, oh, thank you, Jesus. They were looking for Mickey D's. They just got that bread that my man had. And so you too are carrying bread with you that you might help someone, and allow the Lord to prompt you today. Guide me, O thy great Jehovah. Pilgrim in this barren land, I am weak, but thy art mighty. Guide me with thy powerful hand. I like this part. Bread of heaven. Yes. Bread of heaven, feed me till I want no more. You ever been full on the Lord today? Yes. I mean, there you are, just all full because the bread of the Lord is helping you in your daily walk. You just full because you've had a taste of the Lord. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Oh, you hadn't tasted him. Amen. And so this sense of having the bread that Jesus invited people to the table. You know, Jesus broke bread. Yeah, man, Jesus, come on, y'all, man. What you got up in there? Amen. And so he would fellowship with them. And Mark 2:15, he sat at the dinner table with some folk just like us. Bad reputation. Sinners, tax collectors with a bad rep. Come on to the table. So no matter what you have been through, come on to the table. What's on the menu? It's bread. What else y'all got? All you need is the bread of the Lord today. Amen. Can I pull up a seat and dine at the table? And then you know the Last Supper. He was at the table for the Passover meal just before he went to the cross and gave his life for me and you. And then there'll come a day when we'll sit in heavenly places. All I'm trying to say today is that you got something daily that the world needs. Amen? Amen. Don't let it spoil, but my God just says, I come to the garden alone while the dew is still on the roses and the voice I hear. And so all I'm saying is today is that you got some bread. Living bread that you can give. And so just ask for, give us our daily bread. Give us peace. Give us joy. How many want it today? That's it. Give us this day our daily bread. Some of y'all, you like that bread. And every now and then when you're going through, you just, that daily bread might be the bread that you're still chewing on. But you need the bread. The bread that will save you. The bread that will keep you. Give it to me. I'll take it. Don't be greedy. Just give what he got for you today. I am the bread. That is the word of God today. Come on, stand today. Give the Lord a praise. Some of y'all are going to leave here today. And you won't see bread the same today. I don't care how much you eat. You'll be like, yeah, wheat. Give us this day our daily bread. I'm sure. Smell something? Oh my God, it's the bread of heaven today. Father, we come in the name of Jesus and we thank you. For you will supply all of our need according to your riches in glory. I'm hungry. Hungry for you. Hungry for more of you, Lord, today. There's one that's never given their heart to you. May they smell the bread, but hear the voice. Maybe they go in the back room and see who it is who's making the bread. Father, even now for that lost soul, and there's so many people who are lost, may we be the one who supplies. One baker telling another baker where to find some bread. Save that soul today. We pray even now in Jesus' name. Come on, give God a praise today. Amen. 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 You may take your seats as we make transition. So I guess you know what's coming next week, don't you? Y'all don't know y'all prayers? I've been trying to show you each week we're doing some prayers. So